Dalton Yancey. I grew up on a citrus family farm in Umatilla. My grandparents started growing citrus there just after the turn of the century, and just family farmers. When I was a teenager, I guess to keep me out of trouble, my dad put me on the business end of a hoe to hoe new citrus trees on some expansion that we were doing out near Lake Norris, which is east of Eustis. And so for lunch, my dad would take some iced tea, and he'd take one little can of deviled ham and one tomato and four slices of bread with butter on the insides of the slices. And he would take the top off that little tin can of deviled ham and cut it into four quarters. Each one of those quarters was about less than 1 square inch. And he would spread that very carefully on one slice of bread. And you could actually see the butter through the ham. It was what I would call ham taste. And then he would slice a tomato so thin that you could read a newspaper through the tomato. So we had a ham and tomato and butter on white bread sandwich, and it was delicious.
And that was your fortification for working the day in the grove.
For hoeing another half a day of orange trees, that's right.
And Dalton, you grew up, I think you worked for Florida Citrus Mutual and also for the sugar growers, right?
Yeah, when I came back from Vietnam, the United States was in a recession at that time, and I wound up working as a field man for Florida Citrus Mutual, and I did the northern seven counties of what was citrus back in the 1970-69 period. And from there, the sugar folks hired me to work for them, and I went down to Clewiston and worked with the sugar farmers and processors for the next 30 years, and I retired back to Umatilla.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.